March 28th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and the month, and you may see a list of the guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links. For questions or comments during this program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. RBN is struggling financially, or it would not be having another pledge drive. You may help by contributing to that pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719. Please support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the meager $1.33 per month, or you may purchase some advertising if you have a product or service to sell by going to republicbroadcasting.org. My guest today is B. Billy Marse. That's M-A-R-S-E. He has two websites. They are both linked on the radio schedule page. One is Dust Bowl, WPAart.wordpress.com. And the other one is H212.com. Billy, welcome to the program.
Hello, thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
I can, and thank you for joining me. It's been a while since you've been on the program. And I've always just been so grateful for the work that you've done and for the resources that you have provided. And I think it's just extraordinary. And, of course, other people like the media and you know, the educational apparatus, certainly don't acknowledge the same thing that you see in the art or that you have revealed and discovered regarding the Dust Bowl and some of the events that happened during that time and some of the people that disappeared during that time. And it's kind of extraordinary, but when you think about it and when you think about the function of a lot of the moguls and the greed for oil and resources, it makes perfect sense.
Sure, it's a topic that is both disturbing and required to go through, because unless we know what happened in the past, we cannot predict any kind of future events.
Right, and you've made a lot of you've revealed a lot of similarities. You've talked about the similarities between the 1929 orchestrated crash of the stock market and the bailouts of 2008, well, the continuing bailouts, and certainly there's a lot of similarities between those events.
And that was one of the aspects to the videos that I made, the series of videos. That's how you found me, with the American Holocaust videos. It's about an hour long.
Yes, I did find you by doing that. I just typed in American Holocaust, and I kind of expected to see something about the indigenous population. And lo and behold, there you were. And I thought, holy cow. You know, I watched the 5-part video. In fact, I might have our board operator play a portion of part one when we come back. But it was just amazing to me. And so I immediately contacted you. I thought, wow, we've got to talk about this because this is really significant. All righty. We will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors. So take care. Be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. Welcome back. Our guest today is B. Billy Marse, M-A-R-S-E, and unfortunately we will not be able to play that portion from the first part as our equipment needs some upgrading, and we just don't have the equipment. So that's all the more reason for the listeners to make a pledge to the RBN Pledge Drive. Alrighty, so you are a geologist. And yeah. You've had a lot of experience. You've worked for the Army Corps of Engineers, several health departments, many environmental companies, with contracts ranging from ExxonMobil to smaller family-owned firms.
My experience is fairly extensive, going multiple decades, and the one thing it made me do was write very well and research very well, so I've built a lot of skills from this background.
Great. Well, I hope that our listeners will look at this five-part video. It is linked on the radio schedule page, and it is also at your website, so that they can go ahead and look at that. But why don't you tell us what you discovered? And I also, it's very interesting that the 1940 census is due to be released April 2nd of this year, because there's a 72-year restriction, and so it's due to be released. It is not indexed, but there is a population difference, and I wanted to bring that up. There is a population difference between 1930 and 1940. Now that the Russian researcher that you mentioned in the first part of your video, talks about the people who died during that 10-year period of time, and yet the population schedule, according to the total figures, shows an increase. What do you attribute that to, or have you thought about that at all?
Well, there'll always be an increase, but what there is a increase that is not a justifiable increase. There is a statistical increase. You have to look at an age pyramid. There's researchers that work in this topic, and they look at an age pyramid, a distribution of people according to their dates of birth. And Boris Borovitz found a discrepancy of 7.5 million Americans. They weren't born during this period. And the reason why Boris Borovitz and Russian TV, RT TV, looked at this was because they were tired of the Americans poo-pooing them about their own individual famine and Holocaust. And Boris Borovitz, which is a researcher of this type of material, has techniques to extract how many people weren't born, how many people should have been born during this population growth. It's called a morbidity rate. There's always people that are going to die, but more people went missing than should have occurred with the population. And he also stated that some of the statistics that the American government has released were all falsified. They just don't match up. They don't fit into this age distribution. Plus, you've seen the pictures from the 1930s.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
These soup kitchens were 5 miles long. They were standing 4 abreast. What happened to these people? Did any of them leave a literary story? Did any of them survive?
Yes. And the pictures of people living in their cars and in just makeshift tents. And, oh, my gosh, it's just deplorable. And certainly you have to say, okay, part of this was caused by the 1929 crash, but not this, you know, horrible. I mean, this is downright poverty. This is terrible. And these are people that used to have homes. They used to have farms. And then all of a sudden, they don't. And we do understand that in 1929, that a lot of the people who did not suffer during that depression or during that crash came in and bought up farms and other properties for pennies on the dollar. But what happened to the people? You know, they couldn't just, go to work for somebody else. I mean,
well, you could look at the literary evidence. We have one book of a homeless traveler. That's Bound for Glory, Woody Guthrie. There's no other book of anyone else that actually stood in a soup kitchen line. It's ridiculous that this part of history produced one literary work. And if you start reading Bound for Glory, it is a hodgepodge of him trying to tell you little secret codes, missing timelines. The whole book is, it almost needs to be deciphered. I've deciphered a majority of the book and posted that knowledge onto the American Holocaust website art. It's the American Holocaust art. And this is part of the art, the literary art. It's missing, you know. You look at the Encyclopedia of the Great Plains, written by the University of Nebraska, and it mentions a bunch of books, An Empire of Wealth, Sod and Stumble, The Golden Bowl, Prose of Poetry. But it even fails to mention that Woody Guthrie wrote a book, Bound for Glory. So they're leaving it. They're trying to remove the book out of any kind of literary evidence. If you know Wikipedia, that's gonna definitely not point to Bound for Glory as a literary work towards the Dust Bowl.
And you also mentioned we've talked about this before, and I think it's so worth repeating because not all of our listeners heard you before, but Woody Guthrie's father actually engaged in some of the thuggery against the settlers and the farmers on the plains. And so tell us just a little bit about that.
Sure. If you read the book Bound for Glory, you'll figure out that fire is the underlining element of the whole story. Every time a fire occurs, Woody makes himself asleep, not knowing what's going on. It just sort of creeps in with an unexplained element. Well, his dad was part of the acquiring land for the petroleum developers at the time, the railroad owners. And they would implement fire when farmers refused to sell their land. And fire is a very good element to cause a dust bowl. Fire could be used to remove vegetation. You remove vegetation, you get an increase in winds. You get an increase in winds, and then you get an increase in soil erosion. The topsoil erodes away and blows out of town. Then they can't even farm. So eventually, they just used fire. They didn't even negotiate with these poor farmers.
Billy, that's interesting. As you were talking, I thought about the fire in Colorado. Now, in eastern Colorado, the U.S. Army would like to acquire several thousand acres of ranch land in the eastern part, east-south part of Colorado. And they acquired some land through the court by making claims that, what do they call those claims where they just basically come in and steal your land using the court to do it? I can't think of what.
Eminent domain, is
yes.
that it?
Oh, yes.
My
yes.
brain's working today.
I'm glad one of our brains is working. Anyway, they acquired quite a lot of land using that. They have used terrorism. They've used all kinds of things, and including, I think they've altered the weather, because in 2005-2006, that winter, there was record snowfall. And then after that, there was this huge, huge fire. And when we go to the break, I will bring up my notes about that fire. But this, what happened on the plains during the period that you're referring to may have been the precedent for what happened in Colorado. And of course, we never heard about, nationally, we didn't hear about this big fire in Colorado. And we certainly didn't hear about all the other shenanigans that they pulled.
I keep an eye on the media because they're always trying to hide these significant, important events. And you got to watch every day.
We've all kind of been trained to say, oh, we're just not even going to turn on the TV. We're not going to pay any attention to them. But I do try to see what they're saying, what they're doing, because you have to, like a lawyer, you have to know the other side, how the other lawyer is going to present the case in order for you to counter it. And I think that that's true with the media also. You have to know what they're doing and saying and promoting in order for you to really present the truth. It's my opinion.
Yeah, I sort of steer away from CNN because it's really just inflammatory news. They're trying to drive conflict, social, racial, anything that divides the population into different groups. That's sort of what they promote. But that's also an important element into what's happening right now. Why are they causing or creating racial divide?
Oh, and they sure are. All righty, we do have to take a break, Billy, so we'll be back in 3 minutes, so
Sounds
stay
good.
Tuned.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Our guest today is B. Billy Marse. That's M-A-R-S-E. And I did find some notes on this this fire in Colorado. It was basically on the Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site. It began on June 8, 2008, but there had been no storms in the area at the time, and they were not able to contain the fire until June 22nd, after it had burned 60,000 acres of the exact same land that the Army had been trying to snatch from the private ranchers. And, I mean, once that short grass is burned, it doesn't come back. So mustard seed grows up in its stead, and animals will not touch that. So this was ranch land and basically prime land, 60,000 acres. I'm quite certain in my own mind that the Army did that, and they did it in order to get that land, because after they burnt it, they destroyed the ranchers' ability to feed their cattle on that land.
To come up from Mexico and just blow the place down, blow all the vegetation out of there.
Okay, I didn't hear the first comment.
The Santa Ana winds, they always come up through Mexico. During the period of winter when the dust sort of peaks, there's a wind cycle, San Antana winds.
Uh-huh.
You've never heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, those winds come up at a regular date, and they're the ones that always feed the fires out west. They come up through Mexico and swing around around Texas and get into Colorado.
Okay, what period of time do those winds?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have that offhand. I believe it's the beginning of the winter, or mm-hmm. during the winter. That's when the stronger wind cycles would come up.
Okay. Would they be significant in June?
June.
You know, because the fire was June 8th, started June 8th in 2008,
and I believe it's October, November that they'll start picking up. It's a convection current from the warmth, the warmer regions, and gets pulled up into the cooler regions. So it's usually maybe October, November, I would say, just
okay.
out of
so,
not Googling it.
Okay, so I'm just kind of wondering what would keep this fire going for such a long time in kind of an area where there's just grass. I know grass would keep it going, I mean, as a fuel, but it would seem to me that the Army would have sufficient resources that they could have put the fire out in less time, and yet it burned 60,000 acres of prime ranch land that they wanted to acquire.
Well, the northern region of Mexico is burning. It's just always on fire. They have had droughts now for 3 or 4 years. The Dust Bowl is already starting to take place in northern Mexico. It's just a matter of burning more vegetation through Texas and any place that has any substantial vegetation to bring that Dust Bowl, which is occurring right now, and force it into the Great Plains where we have some soil.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so the fires in Texas, recent fires in Texas, that's part of this.
I believe that they're working to produce another Dust Bowl.
Okay.
And they're actively burning fires. They're actively working to create another Dust Bowl event. It's coming. We know it's coming.
Okay.
And, you know, I watch the media to keep track of these types of things. They're going to do it again. They always do the economic disaster, and then they do an environmental disaster, and they're very good at it.
Okay. And I was, you know, what I was thinking about was trying to move people off land in Colorado, the same as they did in the original Dust Bowl back in the 30s.
Well, sure. Get them off the land so they don't know what's happening. There's no caretaker on the land. There's no one to explain the environmental effects. We had random fires. In fact, in the 1930s, random fires were not even reported in the media. They were hiding these fires in the media. Start searching back in old microfiche, and you'll see fires are not mentioned a lot of the time. It's the underlining feature that is hidden, and it was a tool to help create and facilitate this Dust Bowl, which was already happening in Europe and Asia. It was already happening there. It just hasn't. It didn't start yet in the States in their major grain belt.
Okay, and it's man-made.
Partially,
I mean, man-made. Partially man-made. You know, it's natural, but then man exacerbates it by their activities.
Exactly, it can
deliberate activities.
It can be influenced, and it can be influenced to get those homesteader farmers off the petroleum-rich Great Plains during the largest oil boom in U.S. history. And they did it. They were effective. They used the Wall Street, and they used all the way down to Main Street to get these people's lands, and it worked.
Wow.
The wealthy got wealthier.
Wow. All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Today is Billy Mars, and his two websites are linked on the radio schedule page, and we were talking about fires and deliberate fires, and one of our listeners, Dave, Skyped me and was talking about some of the area by where he lives, and it's rather kind of like a desert in eastern Idaho, between Boise and eastern Idaho. I mean, if you travel through that area, I mean, it's just really, really a lot of desert, a lot of nothing. Would that be a part of the deliberate burn?
Recovered after the first Dust Bowl. What I look for in the media are these windstorms that have just started to blow through Phoenix, and they make the news. And if you look at some of the videos of these dust storms, they're impressive. I mean, it looks like the end of the world's coming at you. It's just a wall of darkness. And during the 1930 Dust Bowl, people really thought the world was going to end. Revelation was happening. They were now going to either descend to heaven or go to hell and purgatory. And so when I'm looking at the media, I look for dust storms. I look for the media promoting racial conflict. These are elements that were pretty substantial during the 1930s. I look for an explosion of jackrabbits, which are not migratory animals. And if you see jackrabbits traveling in herds, that's a good indication that their land has been burned out and all of a sudden they're herded together. You can even find some videos on YouTube of the jackrabbit explosion. That is a man-made event. That's not a natural event.
Oh, really? Now, yeah. where do jackrabbits live? I know they live in Nevada, and I mean that's
they're universal. I think it's a rabbit that lives, you know, in a broad spectrum. They survive in natural habitats. They live on farmlands. Farmers probably hate them. But when you see large herds of an animal that's not a herding animal, you know that was a man-made event. They just don't do that.
Okay, now when you're talking about the Dust Bowl of the 1930s, what time period, specifically, what years would that be?
We're talking, you know, the 1929 was, of course, the crash. Mm-hmm. That was the economic instrument. But then prior to even implementing the economic instrument, you already had a discovery of oil. I think back to 1925, the wealthy elite railroad owners had already figured out this Midwest region was full of oil. They needed to implement their plan, so it was already active by 1925. Another good example, remember I said you have to focus on social, cultural, environmental, the racial elements of this type of event being forced on a population. And from 1920 to 1925, there was a massive reorganization of the KKK. That's an instrument and a tool that would be utilized if, you know, you were planning to kill 7.5 million Americans and remove them off their oil-rich lands. So when you had, you know, an organization like the KKK go from maybe 20, 30,000 people, it was really in dismay, to anywhere from 3 to 6 million by 1925, they were already premeditating this event. This was planned as early as maybe 1920. By 1920, they knew Europe was suffering from a Dust Bowl. They knew Asia was actively involved in a Dust Bowl, and they needed to have the same effects, same environmental disaster happen here to get that oil-rich land from the sharecroppers, the small 100 acres and a plow farmers that were sitting on top of this oil reserve.
And these farmers certainly didn't want to sell their land.
Well, they got it. They won. They got the oil. They managed to get their hands on the oil. They own mineral rights. Johnny Cash sings a song with Indians lost their mineral rights, or the farmers lost their mineral rights. And another of his song, Ring of Fire, that's an example.
Oh, yes.
A lot of the artist community has helped researchers like me uncover what happened back then. We have to sort of connect the dots. It wasn't written, you know, cleanly. It's hidden in the art. It's hidden in the music. It's hidden in the cultural reflection. And probably Woody Guthrie was the best example. There should be a giant statue of Woody Guthrie somewhere in Washington, D.C., but there isn't. For instance, everybody knows that song, "This Train is Bound for Glory, This Train," right?
Right.
That's an example of a culture of what was happening back then. Well, what was happening was Woody Guthrie is telling us, I'm writing this song as a eulogy to the 7.5 million Americans that were pulled off their land and murdered by the elite and the structural, the organization that helps keep the elite in power, fraternal order of police, the Freemasons, these sort of organizations that wield the strong arm. Well, if you read the if you read the words of the song, you could tell this is a eulogy. This isn't a sad song. He's talking about, you know, this train carries the righteous and the holy. What does that mean to me? That means this train carries a sacrifice.
Yes.
The word righteous and holy is can be translated as martyr in you know, or Muslim or an Eastern reflection.
Children, people, innocent people.
Exactly. If you read Woody Guthrie's book, the book starts with him in a cart, a railroad cart full of men. It's full of men. Chapter one, they're arguing, they're fighting, they're on a racial divide, they're not getting along. And the last chapter, he ends the book, he's still on a train, but there's no men. It's a train full of children at this point. So there, he leaves us a little bit of evidence to extract. There's missing timelines. He can't talk about this stuff. In fact, I'm surprised he got this song out during that time period. A lot of what I'm doing now is I'm making music, and I try to write songs that mention this in not an indirect fashion, but a very direct, hardcore fashion. What happened? I'm going to tell it like it is in this song, and I got 3 minutes to do it.
Right.
And that's really what I've been working on recently.
Okay, so you talked about murder. You mentioned the word murder, and we have trains. We have a lot of settlers who are fleeing from their land because people like Woody Guthrie's father, who worked for these industrialists, these moguls, set some of these fires, correct?
Sure. Woody Guthrie's father dies in the second to last chapter of Bound for Glory of an infection because he was burned on 75% of his body setting these fires. And the farmers, they set fires to his house. I mean, there was when a local election occurred down in these western oil towns, this was fisticuff. These people were fighting. They would send down bullies from the railroad yards to back up the purchasers or acquirers of land, and the locals, the farmers, would go to battle. There were big street battles occurring during this period, none of which ends up in any kind of microfiche of the news sources, because the news are all owned by the wealthy elite. We can't get into them.
How true. And that's been true for a very, very long time. And so none of this gets reported in the newspapers. And so so they have all these people, 7.5 million people. Mm-hmm. And that's what Boris came up with. And do you doubt that story at all?
I think the numbers are even greater. I think the numbers are even greater. The tragedy is massive. If you start interpreting the art, the blog I wrote on the art is very helpful. You can tell that this was the most traumatic event outside of a war, and it's just phenomenal. The size, the capacity, and how the wealthy elite were able to use their little puppet strings to not only murder this lot, maybe 10 million Americans, but do it. I mean, they killed black, they killed red, they killed white, and you know, it was a universal thing. It doesn't matter what color you were, or, you know, what religion you belonged to. You were sitting on that oil land. You had to be moved, and you had to be killed so you didn't come back.
Yes, because if you have the a deed to a piece of property, and then the fires died down and things got better, you could go back with that piece of paper and say, look, this is my land. And by the way, this is my oil, correct?
Exactly. At any time in history when there's a great event like this, These people might have some legal action to reacquire their land. It's possible. The best way to do it is to have 10 farmers leave their land and have none come back.
Right, and of course, there are no descendants either.
No descendants or descendants that are very separated from these. Well, they were also not very educated. You know, they didn't have access to libraries and research. So they were what they were. They were hardworking, and they believed in the American dream. And it was just ripped right from under them.
Right. And of course, the libraries that were in existence were also controlled by the Carnegie Foundation. I mean, he's
exactly
the guy that set the libraries up.
That's why every president builds a new library to tell, you know, their story. This is their story. From mice to men, we talk about the struggles of two little individuals, but we never explain that, you know, 10 people left the farm and maybe one person came back. What about the 9? What happened to them? Did they just, you know, disappear as like a rabbit from a hat? No, they were murdered. And these people should, you know, be held responsible for what they put in literature. David Weishart, which wrote the Encyclopedia of the Great Plains, should be held responsible. If he's leaving out 7.5 million Americans that were killed, if he's just reducing that out of his work, well, then maybe he should suffer the same consequences. And we should not talk about it.
Well, of course, we have the court historians. I mean, the court historians write the government's version of history, and they've been doing that for a very long time.
Sure. And the only people that put up any kind of resistance were the art community, and that's where a lot of my understanding of this topic really just exploded. I mean, and it continues on into current culture. Freddy Krueger is an example of a art focus that occurred during the Dust Bowl and has been brought into modern times. So it even continues today. And as a researcher or someone like me, we're supposed to be intimidated by this work. You know, don't talk about Freddy Krueger. He'll come for you. But I'm not going to live afraid. You know, I lived afraid for the first part of my life. Not going to do it now.
Right.
And I'm putting up a literary fight, and you know, you can't win. Nobody supports you. Nobody, you know, donates a dollar so you can get some advertising money. But you know, it's about the resistance. I'm going to resist. I'm going to write my songs. They're going to be potent. They're going to be powerful. And I'm going to let these people live at least a moment in time in fear, similar to how these Americans which died lived in fear. And that's my resistance. If it's not supported, it's not supported. I can't determine that. It's out of my hands.
Right. Well, that I guess that's the same for all of us, really, who are researching and revealing things that aren't typically known to a lot of people. And you know, I've often said that there is no valueless art, no valueless movie. There's something, a message in just about everything. And you have seen this, which is remarkable, you know?
I'm very good at interpreting elements. I'm very good at counting the bodies. I'm very good at figuring out which elements are in there. I guess I am a natural artist, so extracting objects that don't fit in place of an image, and then watching how a shadow sort of illuminates these, it comes naturally to me. I'm a natural researcher. I'm a natural visual detective.
I think your geological background certainly adds to this.
That's how I got into this topic. I got into this topic writing a book called H2 on E2, which talks about a lot of the soil erosion conditions which occurred during the Dust Bowl as being a natural element of moving back into a glacial growth cycle. And it wasn't good enough. I didn't make enough impact. So I worked to uncover social elements and cultural reflections to help strengthen the topic. And that's how I rolled right into the Dust Bowl. And as soon as I matched things up, as soon as I started researching the cultural reflection, I started finding discrepancies. And the art community led my path to understanding more of these reflections.
And I wonder how much, we're going to break, but when we come back, I wonder how much the political people of the day, Roosevelt, how much of this did he know?
A lot, everything.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Okay, we do have to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our guest today is B. Billy Marse. That's M-A-R-S-E. He has two websites that are linked on the radio schedule page, and we just started talking about the politicians and their participation with the industrialist in this this event.
Sure. We need to mention Hoover. Hoover was the most hated man in U.S. history, probably up there on the list with Osama bin Laden, any other type of character at that level. Well, Hoover was a geologist.
And, of course, Osama bin Laden was really a patsy. Hoover really was really a terrible man.
Yeah, Hoover, out of the election, 52 states, only 5 states supported him for his reelection campaign. The first human bomber recorded in U.S. history was attacking Hoover. He had a vest of bombs around him. Hoover's train was often dynamite was often found on the tracks when Hoover's train came through. So we're talking about a man that you know, should not belong in any good light in any history book. And in fact, he would be a colleague. He was the first and only geologist to ever be a president of the United States. So he would be a colleague. I would have to work under this guy probably.
I know.
And that's why I don't work in the geology field right now.
He was a despicable human being. He worked for the Rothschilds. He was a slave dealer. He was a despicable character. I've written a lot about him in my upcoming book. Terrible man.
Hoover was one of the first set of geologists to graduate from Stanford University.
Yes, he was.
With a degree in geology, and immediately rose up the ranks. Obviously had to belong to a secret, you know, brotherhood. He was probably a pretty smart man.
Devious, I would say. He immediately went to London and worked for a company there. And by 1909, he was kind of in bed with the Rothschilds.
Yeah, he was also heavily involved in the mining industry, mines.
Diamonds, gold. He went to China and stole a company there. He went to Australia and took over some mines down there. I mean, he was just the most devious. Well, I would like to say a word that starts with a B, but I don't usually say that. But that's what he was.
Well, in 1914, out of the blue, the guy's working as a mine. He's writing literary books on the mining industry. And in 1914, Herbert Hoover was sent to head the food relief effort in Belgium during the German invasion and food shortages. Why are they having food shortages? Because the Dust Bowl is already occurring over there. It's already occurring in Asia.
It was also a scam. We do have to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Next.